Talking to Andres Contreras, a middle schooler here in Owatonna, involved in wildlife with Owatonna's Young Life. And Andres, thanks for your time. What kind of things have you done with regard to Young Life here in Owatonna?
Well, I've gone to summer camp and fall camp, and I go to the clubs every other Monday.
What are those things? And before I ask you how you guys are handling the Monday clubs under the current social distancing, when you got together with people, what are the Monday clubs? What do you do?
Well, we get together for about an hour, and then we'll usually play a fun game, and they'll usually be like a person talking about an experience they had that got them closer to God, and then we'll just do like fun stuff.
What are you and how are you handling things now with technology, and what are you doing on Monday nights to replace that?
Well, now we go on Zoom, and then we go for at Zoom 1 hour virtual club.
Are you able to almost do the same kind of things then with some sort of a game, or is it more discussion, or what?
Well, it's more of a discussion than the game. I joined last Monday.
You mentioned, Andres, that you've gone to some camps. What experiences or where have you gone? What's been fun about that to go on a camp?
When I went to summer camp, it was nice. So we would go to an anchor every night, and we would listen to somebody say a story about God. And then there was this big swing we would always go to. And then, like, it was also nice to just lay down in the hammocks and talk.
What got you into Young Life? How did you get started?
My friends told me about it at the end of 7th grade. And then I went to the Jello Jam, and then my parents signed me up for camp.
Have you been to when the cake auction was held in the high school in previous years, have you been there before? And if so, what do you like about the Young Life cake auction when it's held under normal circumstances?
Well, I haven't because I just moved here like around 2 years ago.
Okay, so I hadn't gotten to the cake auction. Well, darn it, Andres, I hope next year we're back to normal because that cake auction is certainly something to take in. So we'll hope for that.
Yeah,
and then on another note, how's distance learning going? How are you kind of handling that part of things right now, Andres?
It's going good. Our teachers don't do Zoom, but we just do, like, Google Classroom, and then they, like, film themselves, and we just watch the video and do the lesson.
And what is the next thing you're looking forward to with wildlife or Young Life when things kind of start to return to whatever the new normal will be? What's something you're looking forward to?
Well, around this time last year, we did the Jello Jam, which is where we just go to a park and do a bunch of activities with Jello, and then, of course, summer camp.
All right. Well, we'll hope the things get back to they'll return at some point here. Andres Contreras,
yeah.
Owatonna,
yeah.
Middle schooler and wildlife. Thanks for the time, Andres, and I wish you well.
Of course, you too.